Good afternoon. I'm Namwad Laney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Supreme Court essentially threw out a 32-year-old handgun ban in the city of Washington. In a 5-4 ruling, justices said the ban violates the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. It's the High Court's first major ruling on gun rights. The district's gun law was one of the strictest in the country. Convicted murderer Neil Entwistle has been sentenced to 2 concurrent life sentences without the possibility of parole. The British man was convicted of killing his wife Rachel and their 9-month-old baby girl Lillian Rose in 2006. Entwistle's lawyers argued his wife was depressed and that she shot the couple's daughter and then killed herself. Entwistle fled to his parents' home in Britain after the shootings. A key opposition figure in Zimbabwe has been freed from prison on bail. Tendai Biti must return to court next month to face charges of treason. President Robert Mugabe said he's open to negotiations with the opposition after the presidential election runoff on Friday. The opposition withdrew from the vote, citing violence and threats. Many world leaders have called it a sham election. President Bush is lifting key trade sanctions against North Korea and eventually removing it from the list of nations that sponsor terrorism. He made the announcement after North Korea handed over a 60-page declaration detailing its nuclear program. Tomorrow, North Korea plans to dismantle a major component at its main nuclear reactor. North Korea is not required to dismantle or even declare its stockpile of nuclear weapons, and it's not required to list which countries it gave nuclear technology to. The U.S. says it plans to deal with those issues later on. Oil prices have hit a new record, $140.05 a barrel. This is in intraday trading. It happened after OPEC's president said the price of crude could shoot well over $150 a barrel, possibly as high as $170. News that Libya may reduce oil production also contributed to the spike. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.